Hello, and welcome to another episode of Power On Podcast Portable. Welcome back. I am Sushi B, and with me, as always, is Murugaru 553, Taylor.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. A little tired, but other than that, I'm all right. How about yourself?
Better. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I've been taking antibiotics for 2 weeks, so I'm feeling quite a bit better, and I am very excited for today's episode.
By antibiotics, is that Canadian for maple syrup?
Could be. It's I could be on a lot of things you don't know about. I do have about 3 liters of ketchup sitting on the shelf, so.
Ew.
Just jerk like 3 shots of that down before bed. Wake up with a hangover. But anyways, so today we are covering another set of wonderful games, and we're going to have a bit of a challenge again, sort of like our Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10 episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So are you ready to do this?
Totally.
All right. Would you like to introduce what games we'll be discussing today?
That is Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and 3.
Right, right. So two pretty pretty well-known old-school Genesis games that I would be pretty sure most people have probably played at some point in time.
I would say at least two. Maybe three, maybe not so much.
Yeah, maybe not. Two, probably maybe more so, because it was a pack-in game for a number of years. Seemed like there was a lot of copies of that floating around. I think it was, if I recall, the best-selling Genesis game, or one of.
Oh, snaps.
Might be the best-selling Genesis game, Sonic 2.
Doesn't have that much stiff competition. Ow!
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I went there.
Yeah? Big Genesis hater?
Maybe.
Maybe. We could argue about that in one hand, no. Yeah, no, I mean, you could argue a lot of things about the Genesis catalog, but that's not what we're here to do today, right?
So, not yet.
No, well, someday maybe. but today, you will be fighting for the love and desire and hand of
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Right, and I will be doing the defense of Sonic 3. And I'm actually looking forward to this because I think we have an interesting take on this. I think we both were anticipating something different going into it.
A little bit.
Yeah, and we had kind of set some interesting, well, not interesting, but we had set a parameter before we started, and we decided to flip the parameter.
Well, that's on me. Backstory is basically flipped a coin to see who would, actually we flipped the coin to see like which one I would take, and I took 3. And let's just say, yeah, we'll get into it.
Sure.
Let's just say things changed.
Yeah. But yeah, so why don't we go ahead right at it right now.
Let's roll.
Sure. Would you like to break it down between games, or would you like to just kind of compare them at the same time?
I guess maybe kind of compare them at the same time as best as we can. Maybe.
Okay.
Might be a good way to kind of jump back.
Sure. All right. Well, maybe the first thing I would like to touch upon is new features that both games brought. So kind of which features were brought in to build upon the last incarnation of the series. Would that be okay starting point for you, or?
I'll try to remember what was new from 1 to 2, because I didn't touch up on 1 to really.
Yeah, I didn't really either, but there's definitely some things that are pretty obvious that were different,
right,
between 1 and 2.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, so some of the new features that Sonic 2 for sure brought in, the most obvious one is Tails, of course.
Good old Tails.
So we got a new character, and a playable character at that. I think most of us, maybe as kids, didn't even realize at first that you could play as Tails with the second controller. I know I didn't for a little while, and then for some reason I was playing with a friend and we were just kind of screwing around, and next thing I knew I was kind of playing as Tails. So it's kind of a cool little feature.
Let's say the first time I played 2, because I never owned a Genesis growing up. I actually, from playing it at other people's houses and stuff, I don't want to like drag it out too long. Anywho, basically, one of my mother's friend's kids, he had it, but he was much older than I was, and so he wasn't very around too horribly often. But
yeah,
when he was, he kind of like showed me that you could play it 2-player and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, and whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll just play this. So
yeah.
Back when I was like 6, 7, long time ago.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, we got Tails included into the game. One of the big ones as well was the inclusion of the new spin dash. where Sonic could go on the ground and you could repeatedly make him spin to kind of get a big burst of speed and start moving quickly, which Sonic 1 didn't have.
No, it
didn't. No. And there's definitely some moments in Sonic 1 where it would have helped a lot. There's a few times where some of the planes move at a weird angle and Sonic kind of just looks like he's walking in mud because he can't really move up properly. Right. So it was a good addition, and it really helped speed up the game in certain parts. And it kind of added, obviously, a new element of gameplay when it came to getting up to certain points or areas that maybe you couldn't have in Sonic 1, per se. And now you could use this speed burst to get across to these new hidden locations and stuff. What do you think about the spin dash there?
The spin dash is always... I always thought it was really nice to have, because I played 2 before I played 1. And so cutting back to 1... really made me feel dumb, because I'd always try to like spin dash, and he just kind of ducks and looks stupid. Well, it doesn't look stupid, but in 1 you just kind of duck and you're just like, oh great, I don't have the spin dash.
Yeah, you can't do anything. I think they've actually remedied that, though. I believe that the GBA re-release of Sonic 1, I think they added the spin dash.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I heard it wasn't a very good port of the game, that it was kind of jagged and didn't play well, but I recall them saying they put in the spin dash in there.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, so I don't know if it made it a lot easier or not. I mean, probably though, right? I mean, there were some parts there that where Sonic could only move at a certain speed and stuff, and probably using that you could kind of cheat the game maybe a little bit.
Right.
Anyways, that's another story in itself. Just a few other points quickly to add. There was obviously a better interface when it came to just seeing the opening of the stages now is like in a red, blue, and yellow color scheme. Just little details like that. Just obviously minor details. Things just got touched up a little bit. The color scheme was a lot brighter, a lot more bright colors compared to Sonic 1. Sonic himself was a much like more bright blue color as compared to Sonic 1. New enemy designs, again, just new challenges. Shorter stages in the sense that we got 2 stages per zone instead of 3.
For the most part.
For the most part, except for one area. Well, and
2, technically, I guess. Well, 3, kind of, near the end, because they're just like one stage.
One-off stages, yeah. Right, I guess you could kind of clump them together, sort of.
And then I think Metropolis had 3, so.
Metropolis does have 3. But anyways, almost the entire game is basically 2 stages per zone kind of thing. So yeah, and did you have any comments on that before we move on to maybe Sonic 3's new features?
I personally really liked that the stages were shorter, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just because from what I remember of playing 1, it feels kind of clunky to me. I don't know if it's just because how it is or what. Like, I don't know what it is, but it feels really clunky to me going from 1 to 2. It seems like they've definitely smoothed over a lot of the rough patches that were there. So
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so it feels much more fluid, and it seems to kind of evoke a lot of the people's kind of thought process that Sonic is all about speed, which is kind of what we're going to get into a little bit.
Yeah, a little later down the line here.
Right. So I guess that's a props for, you know, kind of establishing that sort of feature as Sonic, I guess.
Sure, yeah, like as a mainstay for what the series would become, and right. Is supposedly the essence of Sonic in the future of its history. Oh yeah, well, would you okay with touching upon maybe some Sonic 3 new features?
Sure. Okay.
I think I'll just fire them off quickly, and maybe we can kind of compare some of them. So obviously the big one maybe for Sonic 3 is now that we have a new character again with Knuckles, who is not playable in this particular game until you buy another game, which is Sonic and Knuckles. But still, we do get the introduction of him. We kind of don't really get a story about him, but he definitely is there to piss you off a lot of the times by just showing up and dumping you in other zones and stuff.
Yeah, he's not... It's never good to see him until he's falling off that support beam. So.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it. The only time you smile when you see him.
Yeah, basically. So we got Knuckles. The save feature was introduced with Sonic 3, which is actually really nice. I really like that a lot. It's not that Sonic really needs it, but it just helps make it so much more comfortable to play it in the future. Like, now if I can go back to Sonic 3 and I don't have to play the entire game. If I have a save file still on there, I can just go to whatever level I want to and just enjoy the game like that.
Right, but the stages are a lot longer.
They are.
So, I mean, where in Sonic 2, the stages were a lot shorter, so you have more stages to breeze through. But, like, for example, maybe Angel Island, the first zone takes you, what? Let's say you're not trying to, like, blitz through it or anything. You're just kind of an average gamer playing. It'll take, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes or so,
Something
maybe?
like that, yeah.
Right. Where, you'll get through the whole first, like, Emerald Hill zone within both zone one and two
Well, probably
within,
around the
like,
same time.
yeah, either that or, like, less, depending on how quickly you were able to blitz through it.
Yeah, and so I mean, you could argue that both games still take roughly around the same amount of time to complete if you play them all the way through.
Right.
But yeah, just I like the save feature, just as in that case. Some stages, if I just feel like replaying them for whatever reason, I just can just pop it in and just play Ice Cap Zone because I like the music or whatever. I hate this stage, so I can just skip over it. I don't have to play it if I don't feel like it. So
Right.
I kind of like that. But that was a big feature add-on. And obviously, the future add-on with Sonic and Knuckles is a big deal. It doesn't affect Sonic 3 as a whole if you only play Sonic 3, but obviously Sega had the intention of you buying Sonic and Knuckles in the future as well to kind of expand upon the Sonic 3 universe into the next chapter.
Right.
Yeah, I think those were probably the big ones. We might have missed something. Oh.
Another big one that I really like is that they added a lot more kind of like mini bosses as opposed
Yeah.
to always fighting Robotnik.
Well, every stage had a mini boss for the first part of the zone, and then you fought Robotnik on the second half.
Right. So, I mean, they added a lot of those like mini bosses and stuff.
Yeah.
And well, then sometimes in zone ones they didn't have Robotnik. They'd have some sort of really easy mini boss. Like the ruin. What's the ruin? Oh shoot. What's the Marble Garden Zone, am I thinking? Yeah, they had the drill kind of thing, and that was zone one's kind of boss.
Yeah.
And
Well, I
so
think that they all had a mini boss though for the first part of the zone for Act
right.
One.
Well, right, well, yeah, for Act One. But
Yeah.
there was still just that thing was the boss for Act One. And that aside, they had that, but what I really liked with 3 is they added in this kind of, it was felt more continuous.
Yes.
So it wasn't kind of chopped up into like, oh, this is Act 1, Act 2, and kind of thing where they do in 2. Instead, once you beat it and it, tallies up the score and everything,
It
it
just
pretty
starts.
much just goes from there, which is really nice.
You can kind of backtrack a little bit, I found out too. I don't know how far you can go back, but you can walk back a little bit of that previous stage in some cases.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I
So
didn't know
if
that.
you're missing maybe some rings when you walk by or something, you can kind of walk back a little bit. Depends on where you are. Like Hydro City Zone, you can't because when
Right.
you're finishing, you just kind of swing down into the new area. But Angel Island Zone, you can definitely do that.
Huh.
So yeah, well, so some of the new features. I mean, as a whole, it's good that they obviously wanted to expand what they had already built upon from the previous games. But I have to give Sonic 3 a bit of a knock because I think that it's nice that they tried to do some different things, but at the same time, I felt a little saddened by the fact that they took away a lot of the history from the first two games. Just such as the item boxes look different, and the sound when you get a one up was completely different. And just they kind of manipulated a lot of the traditional things we'd heard from Sonic 1 and 2. Now, I don't know if that's because of development problems or just they completely changed the development team on the whole or what, but I personally was a little bothered by that. I just kind of was like, oh, that's a little disappointing.
I honestly did not even notice that.
Wow.
I guess it just didn't bother me. I was just kind of like,
I guess
okay.
not.
Well, because truth be told, this is coming out right now. My favorite Sonic game is Sonic 1 on the Master System, which is kind of weird, kind of bashing 1 on the Genesis. But so the sounds are a little bit are a bit different than that to begin with. So it's just kind of like, whatever. I don't. Doesn't really affect me that they changed that stuff in 3, I guess. So.
It was an interesting choice on their part to do that instead of just kind of keeping it as it was. But yeah, it's a little disappointing for me. And even just little things such as the ring counter. So when you have no rings in Sonic 1 or 2, it flashes between yellow and red. So it's very noticeable that you have no rings. But in Sonic 3, it just flashes between yellow and it disappears. If it could be yellow flash or just not on the screen at all. So just little things like that were changed. And I'm not really sure why they did that, if they just felt that this looked better or if it was, you know, the aesthetic fit the theme they were going for or not. But just kind of disappointed me a little.
Huh. Yeah. Didn't even register to me at all. It's just kind of like, okay.
All right. Well, let's move away from that then. Let's move right into the zones.
Okay.
I'd love to get your thoughts on which game did you feel had, as a whole, the better collection of zones?
Well, this is kind of a little bit unfair, I think, because Sonic 3 doesn't offer nearly as many zones.
It doesn't.
Because it has, what, 6?
Right.
Where Sonic 2 has like 10 or so.
Yeah.
So you're kind of already fighting an uphill battle with that one. And personally, I like 2's zones a lot more. I like the variety of them. Mm. I mean, some of them carry over. You have like the Casino Night Zone and Carnival Night Zone. They're pretty similar.
Yeah.
In regards to one another, like just kind of the style and everything. But, because honestly, I hate the Hydro City Zone so much. Like, all the aquatic ones, like that one, because there wasn't, like, you had the aquatic ruin in Sonic 2, but that, you know, that, you could still stay above water and just be like, okay, yeah, screw this, I'm just going to take the high road and not touch the water whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, like, that labyrinth from Sonic 1, it's just aquatic underwater levels in Sonic games, I don't like them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like them at all. So I think I'm going to kind of... I really like the collection with Sonic 2 zones a bit more than 3's, personally.
Okay. That's understandable. I think for me, and not even just because I'm fighting for Sonic 3, I think that the ideas are implemented for the zones much better in Sonic 3. I think that we get a lot more environment interaction. I think that even though the zones are really big and long, I still like the overall feel of them. I think they kind of carry over really well between each one. Sonic 2 does a pretty good job of it, but some of them just feel out of place. I really feel that Casino Night Zone doesn't fit within the game at all. I don't understand how you go from Chemical Plant Zone to Aquatic Zone to Casino Night Zone. Like, it just doesn't... It doesn't make sense to me. It just kind of feels like they had this great idea, and it's a cool idea, but it feels like it could have just been a bonus stage more than anything. It just doesn't feel proper.
I don't know. You could kind of say, I would say the same thing, though, for Sonic 3, going from Marble Garden Zone to Carnival Night Zone and then Ice Cap Zone.
They kind of pulled that out there again with the, go Marble Garden to Casino Night.
Right.
Or, sorry, Carnival Night, sorry.
Well, yeah, Carnival Night. Yeah, it's a bit, I would say that's a bit... Of the same thing there. It's really, I can see why they wanted to put it in there because it's different, but mm-hmm. there's definitely not a way of connecting it to the others unless you kind of put it towards the end. Maybe I could kind of see it, like where in Sonic 2 you kind of put the Chemical Plant and the Oil Ocean Zone and the Casino Night Zone, kind of bunch them together, and then have Metropolis Zone right after it.
Yeah,
I think that would maybe flow a little bit better, but with Sonic 3, it feels really kind of out of place to have Carnival Night Zone.
So I agree with that, but at the same time, I still think Casino Night Zone, and they're very similar, obviously. Let's just get it on the table. We both don't like either of those zones. And I know Casino Night Zone is a fan favorite zone for a lot of people. A lot of people really like that zone. I really don't like it. I just don't find it fun. I just find it really annoying.
I don't find it annoying. I'm not a big fan of it. It's just kind of like, oh, okay, all right.
Feels like you're just bouncing around. There's no real amount of speed to the stage. And you can argue that for Carnival Night Zone as well. Carnival Night Zone's a little bit faster, but it's just got just as many annoying nuisances of bouncing off of, you know, the little bumpers. And it's just, I just don't really like the feel of those stages.
Casino Night can get a little speedy with when you're pulling back the spring and stuff, but
yeah,
Carnival Night Zone has some of those really goofy things, and of course the dreaded spinny pillar thing that you have to push up and down on. That, like, that in itself is probably the worst thing ever.
Though I wouldn't put that part. I think there's that part in the stage where, you know, when you're running and then suddenly you fall in, there's the water that comes up, and the only way to get air is if you pop that balloon.
Right.
And if you miss that balloon, you're gonna die because there's only that one balloon. There's maybe two or three balloons, sorry. And then you fall into this little spot where there's like two or three more balloons. If you miss them because Sonic is moving too fast or something, you're gonna die. You're gonna run out of air before you can get to the end. And I just don't like that part. I just don't like that stage at all.
So
The
yeah,
music is grating as well. It's just like, it's kind of like this creepy clown music. I just don't like it. But as a whole, I don't really prefer the Sonic 2 stages. I just don't. They're not badly designed or anything. I just don't really have a good attachment to them.
I think a majority of them kind of adhere to being more about just speed.
Yeah, well,
It's more
they
of
do, but they don't do a good job of it for the most part, because as soon as you pick up speed on any of them, you just fall into a pit because there's tons of pits in Sonic 2.
There are tons of pits, but I would say, I don't know, like, you can get pretty speedy on a lot of them. I mean, you could even, like, glitch the hell out of Hilltop Zone and go through that, where it's pretty ridiculous what you can do with that. But I don't know, like, I don't think it's nearly as bad as 3, where 3 feels like anything that is not in view is waiting to kill you. Like, there always seems to be just something that's right out of view. So no matter what stage you're on, whenever you try to pick up speed anywhere, there is this nuisance of a thing that's in the way, whether it be stupid spike monsters or stupid whatever. Sure, 2 has it with Mystic Cave has a good bit of that. Metropolis Zone with its stupid little praying mantis motherfuckers and those
Those
damn claws.
crabs and
Yeah.
the starfish things.
Right. And freaking, you know, Aquatic Zone Aquatic Rune kind of has it a little bit with the
The guys that jump out,
not
they're
necessarily
not too
that.
bad, but
No, more so the pillars that shoot the arrows.
oh yeah,
That,
sometimes those get you. Yeah.
right, those could get you if you're not paying attention, but I don't think it's nearly as prevalent as it is in 3, because 3 it felt like that's honestly why I had to ask to switch with you, because I was getting so frustrated with 3, because everything that you start to run and then poof, here's another thing to hit you, just get angry. That's and I was like, okay, cool,
Well, it
great.
sounds like you're good at 2, because I had the problem with, I would get hit by things all the time in 2. Everything was put just in that spot. It's not that you couldn't see it. It was put in the spot where Sonic couldn't reach it, or Sonic's jump was only so high, so they knew that the bullet would go like in that spot all the time. You had to be extremely precise all the time in Sonic 2, or you're going to get hit and then fall in a pit. And then in 3, I found the opposite. I found I'd pick up speed so fast, and there weren't any pits to fall in. Yeah, sometimes I'd get hit by stuff, but I wasn't dying nearly as much in 3 as I was in 2.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's easier to accumulate lives in 2 as opposed to 3. I don't know if felt that way.
I would probably disagree with that as well. I think partly because I wasn't dying maybe as much, though, so that could be part of the reason.
Well, because I honestly in 3, I wouldn't. You have the pit issues. There's Mystic Cave near the end of it. You have that stupid pit that you can fall into, and you just die, keel over. Wing Fortress Zone, you have that certain part where you can just
Oh, you can die a lot of spots in that stage for sure.
fall off and just die.
A lot of the spots there.
There's definitely a couple of them. Chemical Plant Zone for being
Oh.
like the second zone in
Oh, the second act.
Sonic.
There's that one part where you're running on the water and then you kind of just suddenly abruptly stop and you fall into the water, and there's that little stand that kind of pushes you back up.
Right.
As a kid, and even to this day, I think I fell once or twice there. I was just like, oh, come on, I forgot about that stupid part.
Yeah, if you're not prepared, you definitely will fall into it. It definitely has the pit, but there's just times in 3 where it's just so much dickery going on. There would be times where I would get hit by something that would put me into the stupid. Like I died a lot on Marble Garden Zone. Marble Garden Zone can burn in a fire because that was like my least favorite zone. Like I don't like Carnival Night Zone. I'm not the biggest fan of Casino Night Zone, but Marble Garden Zone and Hydro City, both of the like, and that's what I kind of got really just tired of 3, is because you have Hydro City Zone and then Marble Garden Zone and then Carnival Night Zone. It's a block of 3 really not friendly zones to me. Those zones don't like me whatsoever, and they try everything in their power to try my patience, to try what little bit of self-control I have over myself, and it wears really thin. So,
I'm surprised you found Hydro City to be a bit of a, not necessarily a challenge, but because I know you say you don't like the water zones, but generally speaking, you're not in the water a lot in that stage. There's a lot of spots in that stage where you're just running. And you're running down those sliding beams that drop you into the water parts, like the sliding water. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
There's a lot of scenes like that. And then there's those hands that kind of grab you and throw you up and stuff.
Right.
Push you up really quickly. There's a lot of scenes where you're actually only in the water maybe 40% of the time or something. For such a water-based stage, I actually didn't find it was in the water as much as I would have expected to be.
I think it's because of Act 2. Mm-hmm. Act 1, I don't really mind. But Act 2 just really, because you have times where, like, at the beginning, that the wall is moving. And then you have the lip where the ground will go up and then it kind of, right, and it goes perpendicular and it does that, like, it steps.
Yeah.
And you have to, I don't know, I don't know if just kind of my controller is wonky or something, but, like, there'd be times where I would start to try to spin dash and then I would jump or something and then I get crushed by the wall. And I'm like, oh, that's... Yeah. That was cool.
Well, I guess we should say that we both played this on the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection on the PS3.
And I played was it Sonic's? I thought it was like the Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Collection.
That might have been the other name. The one I have the North American version, so
the name is probably different. The one that RPG Swagman was so kind to send me.
So is it the PAL version then?
Yeah.
Okay, so the name's different, but it's the same game anyways. So, were you playing with the analog, or were you playing with just the controller? The pad?
I was playing with the pad.
Okay, because I would play a few parts with the analog just to see how it was, and it's incredibly difficult. Because it's just Sonic moves kind of awkwardly, and if you just slightly push to the, you know, one of the diagonal directions, it kind of goes wonky and doesn't really move correctly, and you just don't feel like you have such a good control of him as compared to using the D-pad.
I see.
And that could just be my personal preference from playing as a kid, right? That's how I played. Obviously, we only had D-pad at the time, so.
Right.
Anyways, okay, let's do a quick rundown then. I'm going to say a zone. You say yay or nay, meaning you like it or you hate it. Okay? Just as a whole. Emerald Hill Zone.
Yay.
Chemical Plant Zone.
Yay.
I like that, it. That was like a between.
Well, yeah, I like it. I do really enjoy it, but fuck that stupid, like, Robotnik.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it. It's not. It's just because it's so easy to die. If you're, because it's just not a.
No, those switching platforms are really
annoying. Right. It's very inconvenient.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Aquatic Ruin Zone.
Yeah.
Casino Night Zone.
Nah, not really.
Hilltop Zone.
Yay.
Mystic Cave Zone.
Nah, not really.
Oil Ocean Zone.
Yay.
Metropolis Zone.
No.
Sky Chase Zone.
I liked it. I like it. It was a nice slowdown.
It is a definite slowdown.
It's a big slowdown.
Yeah.
But it's a nice kind of, okay, you're about ready to get into
whimsical slowdown sort of.
Yeah, you're about ready to get into the last little bit. Plus, you know, once you get to the next,
it's the calm before the storm, basically.
Right.
Wing Fortress Zone.
Yes, because Tails goes into a ball of flame.
And Death Egg Zone.
No, not really. I don't like fighting. All right,
and quickly the Sonic 3 then. Angel Island.
Yay.
Hydro City. Marble Garden. Carnival Night. Ice Cap Zone.
Yay.
Launch Base Zone.
No.
No.
What about yourself then? So I'll run it here. Okay. So you can kind of. Emerald Hill Zone.
Yay.
Chemical Plant Zone.
Nay.
Ah, you had to think about that one, didn't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Aquatic Ruin Zone.
Nay.
Casino Night Zone.
Nay.
Hilltop Zone.
Big Yay.
Yay. Mystic Cave Zone.
Nay.
Oil Ocean Zone.
Nay. Big nay on that one. I really don't like that one. I don't like the design of it. I just don't like that stage.
Ah, I love that stage. I don't know why. Metropolis Zone.
That's a tough one. Because there are a lot of jerk parts in that stage, but the music's so awesome, so yay.
The music is great.
And the design of the stage is still pretty cool. So yay.
The stupid fucking monster.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Sky Chase Zone.
Yay.
Wing Fortress Zone.
Nay.
Death Egg.
Yay. Hard and annoying at times, but I like the setup of it.
Okay. Angel Island Zone.
Yay.
Hydra City Zone.
For me, big yay. I actually really like that zone.
Okay. Marble Garden Zone.
Small yay. Like it doesn't bother me, but I can see why you don't like it.
Carnival Night Zone.
Big nay. Really hate that one.
Ice Cap Zone.
Big yay.
And Launch Base Zone.
It's kind of in the middle for me too. I would give it a small nay, I think.
It's a pretty fugly looking design.
Yeah, it's okay. It feels a little slapped together. It feels like they tried real hard on the first four and we're just kind of like, or sorry, the first five, and we're kind of like, yeah, let's just kind of make something that looks sort of mechanically and
death eggy.
Yeah, there's parts of it that are cool and parts of it that are just kind of like, anyways, yeah. Yeah, so there's a pretty good rundown of the zones there. Hopefully, before we move on, I'd really like to hear some comments on some people's favorite zones for sure after the episode comes up.
Well, as I say, what is your favorite of the, I guess, both of them?
Oh, that's a tough one. To be completely honest, even though there's a few difficult parts that bother me, I would probably go with Ice Cap Zone, actually. I think that a lot of the stuff comes together really well on that stage. And how about you?
I was actually going to say Ice Cap Zone.
Nice.
I really like the stage. I love the music for it. And I love snow-themed areas and stuff. So I really liked it. It's one of the few stages that actually did feel like a pain in the butt to me. Mm-hmm. It and Angel Island Zone were the two that I had really enjoyed of Sonic 3. Right. So
yeah, Ice Cap Zone's a really good stage. It's got, like I said, it does have its moments that are a little bit annoying with the things that can turn into the ice cubes and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's not terrible by any stretch. And especially for being later in the game, it's actually a bit of an easier zone for the most part.
Right.
But I personally think everything kind of came together really, really well for that stage. And it's funny you mentioned that you don't like Labyrinth Zone because that stage has elements of Labyrinth Zone in it. It has elements of a lot of Sonic 1 elements in it. It's got a bit of the slow stuff to it, but then it just got like, for me anyways, I think Sonic 3's just got absolute blistering speed and blows Sonic 2 out of the water in that regard. But we're going to agree to disagree on that, so we won't get into that some more. But it's just a really well-crafted stage, and I don't know how long it seems like they must have worked on that a lot.
It's the pride and joy.
Yeah, hopefully, because I like it. I think it's a cool one. And you seem to like it too, so. So yeah, well, what should we move on from there? What about, we've only got a few more things we can really kind of hit upon. What are maybe your thoughts on
Robotnik Bowser's?
Sure, we could do that. I had something else in mind, but sure, let's do that.
Okay. Honestly, I...
They all suck.
Honestly,
in both games. I don't like any of them.
they're not difficult or anything. No. I mean, you got some really, really... really easy. For the most part, they're all really easy. There's a couple of them that are kind of annoying. Like, this is not like the final boss kind of thing, but pre-final boss. I would say probably the more difficult ones would be maybe like the Mystic Cave Zone is a little difficult if you don't press him right at the beginning.
Yeah, if you get on him right at the beginning, you can get in like five or six shots, though, and you can really damage him.
Right. But if you're kind of like, first time playing it, what am I doing?
That one's annoying partly because half the time you don't know what can hurt you from the ceiling.
It's just the
only spikes. The spiked ones. But as a kid, I always thought any of those could hurt me. So I was trying to constantly dodge everything because you don't really know that at first, right? Until you kind of see that, Sonic is in the background of those rocks. And then the spiked one hits you and you're like, well, what the hell? Why did that hit me? So it's an interesting choice that they did that at all. I wonder why they didn't just make them all spikes then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got that one was a little bit of a issue, and
I found Oil Ocean just because it takes a little bit longer than the others. It's not really hard, but it's a bit annoying to me.
I didn't find that so bad because because it reminded me of the one from the Game Gear version of Sonic 1, which is the same as the Master System one, with the second zone. I can't remember it off. I think it's like beach or something. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's similar to that one, but in that one you will die really easily.
Yeah.
And you'll because it's oil, so you can kind of, you know, just jump on them and you don't have to worry about falling into the drowning.
Well, for that one, yeah. But then if you go to Hilltop Zone, you have to be a little careful because you can fall into the flame, right?
Oh, right.
But it's like almost the same boss, essentially. It's just a little
Right.
different, but.
Slightly, but yeah, I didn't think either one of those. And Chemical Plant Zone, just because if just bad
Bad luck,
luck and
yeah.
draw, because if Tails is being his goofy ass self and does something stupid, and you like go through him or something or whatever. Oh, no.
I
So.
don't like Wing Fortress Zone boss battle with the three floating patterns with the patterns platforms with the spikes.
That's a little
Yeah, that's a
tough.
little
That's
tougher than
definitely a
you
little
would
tough.
think because you kind of watch what where's the laser going, where's those spikes going. You got to be on the right
Right.
platform. If you miss, you fall, you get hit by a spike. So that one's a little tougher than it would look if you watch someone do it and they're really good at it. It
Right.
is a little bit challenging.
Yeah, if you're not used to it definitely, and if you're just kind of like, okay, this is a little bit more to it than
Yeah.
that. So I don't, I'm trying to think. It kind of reminds me of, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, and then in threes,
Well, I know there's got to be you probably really don't like the Marble Garden Zone one. I died on that one a couple of times actually because he flies in some weird patterns. And you know what, on that one, do you remember that's the one where Tails is holding you?
actually, I like that one. I think that one's
It's
really
cool,
easy.
but I always found that for some weird reason, I kept getting hitting by that tiny little flame burst that's on the back of his ship. I have no idea why, but I kept flying into that little flame. I would die so many times. I like the idea and the concept of it, but I don't know why I kept hitting that stupid flame.
Actually, yeah, actually, I liked that fight. That fight was it was fun. I liked it. It was, for being such a poopy zone, it was a really nice fight with Robotnik there. I didn't have any issues with it,
Fair
so
enough.
I'm trying to remember Carnival Night Zone. That actually, like, I'm
I'm
not
mind blanking on that too. I think I just
playing.
don't like that stage at all, that it's just kind of out of my mind.
Because Casino Night, it's the it,
The weird
I don't have an
bumper
issue
one,
with
yeah.
the bumper one. I actually like that one a lot because, I don't know, it was just really fun to,
Beat on him.
I guess that's
Carnival Night must have been
say.
pretty easy if we can't remember it.
I don't really. I'm just,
I'm
we,
really drawing a blank too.
and it's funny too because
Oh
we like we just played these games within,
Two or yeah.
48 hours.
Well, I played a little bit before that, but yeah, I should have still
Oh, well,
remembered.
bad on my
Yeah.
part.
Oh well. Well, no, I'm not doing much better. So well, whatever. Yeah.
And, like, I don't really like the launch base zone right before you fight the final
Final
boss kind of
Robotnik,
thing.
like the one where he's
Final
shooting the little
Robotnik.
black cannonballs or something. That's
Yeah, that was really a letdown, I guess.
Yeah,
I just.
it's not hard by any means. It's just kind of like that's it.
It's very, very anticlimactic
Yeah.
there.
Well,
Just kind of like, okay.
so is the scene with Knuckles right after that. You're thinking,
No, that's a great scene. I don't know what you're talking about.
yeah, but you would at least think that they might have had a bit of a showdown. I mentioned this to you a few days ago, but nothing really happens. They just kind of stare each other down and falls over. Basically, that's it. It's kind of weird.
Deserved every moment of it.
Yeah. Well. The endings for both games are not very satisfying. I mean, three I kind of understand because what they were going for to try to link it with Sonic and Knuckles, but it was still very underwhelming, and so was two.
Right, but I mean, they're
Sure,
platformers, so
sure. You're not
I kind of
expecting
give them
some sort
pass
of
for.
amazing, all-encompassing, groundbreaking ending or anything, but so
Right,
it's just
yeah.
basically just show Sonic on the plane kind of thing and straight to credits basically. So.
And what would you think of final bosses there, too?
I would definitely give Sonic 2 the edge in that for sure. I think Sonic 2 put together at least a better set of final bosses and a little bit more challenge as well.
I thought it was harder to hit threes. For some reason, it was just a lot harder for me to hit threes as opposed to
Yeah. Well, it
twos.
took me a good four or five tries to really get my pattern down on the 1-on-3. Once you do, you really kind of feel that it's just a cakewalk. It's not really difficult. But in two, there are times when the Metal Sonic, I might do the wrong jump and just kind of get nailed by his spikes on his back or whatever. There were times I'd jump and I'd touch like his toe and die, and just little things
Now,
like
see, I
that.
cheese that fight. I totally cheese that
I just
fight.
go, I go full on. I take him down.
Well, because right at the, when he's coming, I think I mentioned
Yeah,
this
you did.
before. When Metal Sonic's coming down, you can go into the spin dash facing away from him, and then just hit him like three or four, five times, and
Yeah.
then zip away before he goes into
This is a little spin.
spike ball mode. Yeah, so.
I guess you could probably do it on both sides, right? If you just kind of adjust your position to the proper place on the other side when he opens up again, you could probably just do it again.
Probably. Maybe.
You got to be really careful because he could still catch you there. But moving on from that. We actually didn't touch upon the special stages, which we should have done with the zone.
No, fuck that. No,
but that's basically all I got to say is I don't like any of the Sonic the Hedgehog special stages. I don't like the blue sphere. I really hate it. I don't like the two, mostly because of Tails, because he's the one who screws it up 90% of the time.
If you have a second player, that's fine. It's actually probably the one I like the most.
Sometimes, because if the second player doesn't know what they're doing, it's not any better than the computer, right?
Right, but you're hoping that...
If you guys know how to work in sync, then it's fine. But otherwise, it could be just as grating and maybe more annoying because you yell at your friends.
Well, then you could punch your friends.
You could throw the Genesis if you want. I mean,
but that costs money. Where you could just break friendships instead.
You could. I mean, that costs life money, soul money.
Yeah. But I hate the special stage. I hate one special stage. I hate like the only special stage I like is the Master System, and that's probably why I like it more than all the other games because I can actually do it. Because I hate the rotating thing in one. I hate the tunnel luge thing in two. The fucking blue sphere thing in three. I really, really hate that. It's clunky. I hate the bumpers when you get bumped and it knocks you back.
Yeah, you're screwed if you get hit by a bumper.
It's just not fun. Yeah. At all.
I do like in Sonic 3, though, I do like that they set it up differently, that you had to find the special rings instead of just it's at the end of the stage or it's only at the lampposts. I like that in 3 that the lampposts were an entirely different bonus stage. And that bonus stage,
I like that.
That's the one that's just dumping out the prizes, basically. I like that one.
Right. The shields, which is another thing that 3
added. Oh, we forgot to mention the shields.
All the special shields, the electronic, the electromagnetic shield, which...
The lightning shield, whatever you call it.
Yeah, lightning shield.
Did you like those?
I like the shields. I like the additions of the shields.
The fire one's a little bit useless a lot of the time because you'll fall in the water and it'll disappear. Or it's good to block flames, but as a whole, it's not as useful, I found, as the other two.
Right.
Yeah. The other two at least add some sort of jump mechanic. Like you can bounce with the bubble one, and you can use the double jump with the lightning one. And plus it collects coins, so that's kind of like the best shield in a way, right? But I like as a whole. The shields I thought was a nice little addition as well. Forgot about that, actually.
I remembered it.
Smart man.
Carnival Night.
Good job.
Carnival Night Zone. It's the one where he has that stupid ball, and then he spits it out, and he does the like lightning attack.
Ugh.
And then you have to hit him when he's picking it back up.
That one's fun. That one sucks.
Time consuming. That's what it was. Time consuming.
Not fun, unfortunately.
So, but yeah, anywho.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think we should touch on something that's a big part of the Sonic universe is the music. And I think a lot of people have very fond memories of the Sonic the Hedgehog music. They're very catchy tunes. They're great for your cell phone. If somebody's giving you a call, it's always awesome to have just the Sonic Invincibility theme, you know, chime in for the 30 seconds that it is or whatever. Right now, my phone, anytime I get a text message, it's the Sonic the Hedgehog from the first two games, the one up which I know you've heard a bunch of times anytime you call
me. Yes, I have.
So you can attest to that. a great soundtrack base to pull from. And I have some interesting thoughts on that, and I'd like to hear yours as well. I don't know. Why don't we start with you?
Start with me. I personally, as much as I would like to say I like threes, I prefer twos as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's the Ice Cap Zone and the ending credits for 3. Those two are fantastic. I love them. Love them to death. Those are awesome songs. However, I really don't honestly. I can remember them in my head, but they're not as catchy to me.
Okay.
The other songs are just kind of where even if it's a stage I'm not the biggest fan of, like Mystic Cave or Casino Night Zone, I really like the music. And I know I don't think you really like either ors, but I love Mystic Caves. I love the opening to it. It's like...
Yeah,
I love that. And I like the music as a whole. And I mean, Metropolis.
Very good.
I guess that's just kind of... my thoughts on that.
Okay, well, I would just like to touch upon the fact that Sonic 2 I don't know who wrote the music for Sonic 2, but it's very much akin to Sonic 1. You can kind of feel the carryover, but you can also feel a bit of progression. Once you get to Sonic 3, there's like a completely new slate of music. And from what I read, the producer, or one of the producers, was one of the guys who helped produce a lot of Michael Jackson's music during the early 90s. So a lot of the music was kind of entailed to that new Jack Swing stuff that Michael Jackson was doing. And you can really hear that in a lot of the songs, especially in Ice Cap Zone.
The credits.
Well, sure, the credits. In Hydro Sea Zone, there's that middle part of the song. If you listen to it really closely, you'd be like, wow, isn't this a Michael Jackson song? Casino Night Zone, Carnival Night Zone, not so much. But also in the Marble Garden Zone as well. The middle part of that, it's got that just that really heavy, like, not the bass, but just how it's like, whoosh, 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 like that really wispy kind of almost like playing with the record, like if you're scratching a record. It's kind of got that sound to it. I think you should go back and listen to them. I'm not saying you're going to become head over heels over them, but you should listen to the composition. It's very interesting and very unique.
I know there's some videos out there that compare some of Michael's music to the soundtrack. And I know there was that rumor for the longest time. Right. It was like, did Michael Jackson connect to it? Because I remember my friend, he told me about it like, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? It's like, completely just not even...
Didn't think about it for sure, right?
Think about it at all. And one of my friends, he's really obsessed with Sonic. He loves, like super uber at him, and he loves playing the older ones. And he showed me on YouTube, there's this video that compares the music and stuff. And I remember reading those comments, and people are like, oh, no, that's nonsense. You're just pulling at strings and, grasping at straws and all this kind of nonsense. And then they quietly
acknowledged it. Yeah, shortly after he passed away, they were kind of like, yeah, he was kind of involved. Not totally, but as far as I know, he walked away from the project at some point, right?
Because the sound wasn't up to... what he wanted it to be or something.
I kind of scratched my head at that a little bit. I mean, he must have known the kind of, hardware he was dealing with could only do so much. But at the same time, I mean, as I said, from what I read, also, like, one of his music collaborators had helped work on the game. So it's pretty obvious that he or someone within his sort of entourage of musical friends, if you will, had a hand in it. Like it's pretty obvious when you listen to a lot of the music. And apparently the credits song, he used that for the bass of his song Stranger in Moscow, come out, I believe, 2 years after Sonic 3 had come out. So it's entirely possible that he wrote that, the composition for that, and just took it back and obviously remix it to move beyond just, whatever the sound card is in the Genesis. But I think that... while Sonic 3 has a big departure from what the Sonic theme music you would expect it to be like, it's very interesting music for the world of Sonic. And it's kind of completely different than any of the other music in the entire franchise. I guess I kind of respect it for that.
I would say I wouldn't know. I haven't played much past.
I haven't either. I've only played like a couple of the GBA games. I've played the two DS games. And just here and there, I played Sonic Adventure. But the Sonic music as a whole has kind of become quite different. They start adding in like all those vocals and the kind of goofy rock music and kind of stuff that Sega as a whole became kind of known for. The kind of goofy music that Sega, for whatever reason, always seems to kind of come up with for arcade games and stuff. I mean, look at Daytona, right? And stuff like that. So it's kind of synonymous with the Sega brand in the 90s. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Sonic 2 has a great soundtrack, though. I hate the Sonic 2 bonus stage, but I love the music. I think the music's really cool and catchy.
Yeah, I really enjoy the music for 2. It's, right from the get-go, just really enjoy it. Aquatic Ruins a bit, meh.
Casino Night Zone's fine, but again, I think just as a whole, I'm not fond of the stage, so it doesn't really do it for me. But it definitely, a lot of the music has a good representation of the stage. And Sonic 3, I think you can argue it's a little bit not as good, because it seems like they were trying to shoot maybe too high.
And that's probably what, I guess it's hard for me to kind of connect to the music, I guess, or have it better but play through my head, just because... It's not as easy to correlate with the game itself when you're playing it. It's hard to kind of think of, I can't even think of the Carnival Night Zone music at all.
Trust me, that's for the better, because it's just that creepy clown music. It's
Because I can remember Angel Islands. I can remember that one. And
It's got
Ice
the, all
Cap
the it's
Zone.
got that sound where it sounds like a bottle break. It sounds like someone scratching a board with their nails. It's just not catchy. It's just I just don't like it. Anything else we should touch upon there before we kind of wrap it up?
Sonic 2 is better than Sonic 3.
Well, and I would say that most people would probably agree with that. But for me personally, I really think that Sonic 3, even though it tried to be a completely different game in a lot of ways, I more or less like it a lot more. I just and I played Sonic 2 first. I just don't know. I just don't have the affinity for Sonic 2. I think one thing I forgot to mention is the AI for Tails, I found, was a lot better in 3 than 2. I think in 2, he's just kind of clunky. He's all over the place. It just seems like they kind of threw him in almost for your little baby brother or sister to be like, "Hey, I'm playing too." But he constantly dies. He constantly flies off the screen. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen in 3. It does, but he's still slightly more effective in 3 than in the second game.
Which wouldn't take much, to be
No, and
honest
it
with
doesn't.
you.
That's the thing. But it's nice to see they at least seem to try to put a little more effort into Tails for the third game there.
You could,
He's pretty
could have
forgettable in the second game, other than being like, "Hey, didn't that have tails in it?"
Pet Rock would serve as a
Pretty
better.
much so. But yeah, no, I agree. I think that most people will say that they like 2 a lot more. And I think just as a whole, more people have played 2 as well.
It seems to be a bit more.
For me, I like 3 though. I don't think 3 should get kind of pooped on as much as it does. Poop, plop, plop.
Blop, blop, poop,
All
poop.
right, well, let's wrap that up.
Wrap it up. Wrap up that poop. So we're gonna leave it at that for the Sonic 2 and Sonic 3. So guys, definitely kind of give us your thoughts and opinions, which you like more, your favorite stages, your favorite music, and all that fun hunky
Sure.
dory
And what stuff
stuff.
you don't
And
like
if you
about either
like,
game, if you don't like something for
and if
either.
you, true, and if you do like the bonus stages, sorry.
Yeah, so sorry. Please, but please tell us why you think that they're really good.
Please.
Hey, it may not change our opinion, but I still love hearing, solid arguments for something.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm kind of
Don't
just
poop on it
joking
too
about
much,
it.
Taylor.
Just
Come on.
poo, poo, poo. So, but
We have a
kind of had
surprise.
something. Surprise! Happy birthday! No. Actually, I don't know how you want to phrase this. You want to? This is your
All
brainchild.
right, well,
So,
I'll just kick it off and
maybe you
maybe
want to
you'd
explain
take
it.
the torch after.
Why
All
slightly?
right. So yeah, we're gonna introduce a new game here for the Power On Podcast portable segments, and we're gonna call it Detective Gamer. And basically, Detective Gamer will be a game that's open to everyone who's listening to try to guess an answer to 3 clues that we're gonna give out, 3 audio clues, as well as an added visual clue, which will be hidden somewhere within the video if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're not watching on YouTube, you can always just come to Taylor's page and just check it out there. But we're going to add 3 clues. It's up to you guys to try to guess the answer for this. And how this is going to work is basically if you can guess the answer, you'll get a point. And after someone accumulates 3 points, then Taylor and I have decided to put a little bit of money together and send out a little kind of care package saying thank you for listening to the show and good job at finding our answers.
Exactly. So the some other things I would like to point out is when this is first put up, you'll have 84 hours. And since I'm putting this on a bunch of other websites, I will have a certain, like, when the first one's put up, and they'll all be kind of put up together, so it's not like there's a huge difference. But 84 hours or 3.5 days from when it is first put up. The first 3 correct responses to an email account, which I'll mention here in a few moments, will get a point. So if you are late to the show, or if you miss out, or if there's 3 other people that answer it before you, I am sorry to inform you, but you will not be awarded a point. I'm sorry. The email is bananastand, so BANANASTAND, bananastand, all one word, at fastmail, all one word, .fm. So that is the email of choice. So it'll also be in descriptions and whatnot. So if you don't have a way of writing it down or whatnot, you can kind of just look there and be like, "Oh, hey!" And it is encouraged that you do not spam the living bejesus out of me. Otherwise, I will be very, very upset with some of you. I'll find out who you are and
You will not be awarded a point.
I would shake my finger in disapproval. So, yeah. I guess clues? Give the clues?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, clue number one, Konami. Dun, dun, dun. And clue number two, it's an Easter egg in a sports game. And clue number three, it appeared on the NES, the SNES, PS2, a bunch of other systems, and was most recently on WiiWare. So, yeah, those are the three audio clues. So,
yeah, and don't forget you can check out the visual clue on the YouTube page too.
Correct. So, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, so, I think it's going to be a little tough, but I think the visual clue will probably help a lot with this one.
Exactly. So that's about it, I would say, for the Detective Gamer.
Yeah. So good luck to all of you, and we hope this kind of encourages more people to give it a listen, and come on, you can get free stuff.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Okay, I'm done. So yeah, guys, that is the very long portable episode. Yeah, so thanks for listening and have a good day.
Are you going to bring up the Michael Jackson thing? I guess you will, right?
It'll come up.
Okay, cool. Oh, Sonic 3 was released on February 2nd, 1994, dubbed Hedgehog Day.
Right.
So Groundhog Day it was released.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. And
I thought I said March 2nd, though. I thought we both said March.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I said March.
Yes, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Well, to help promote the game, Right Said Fred wrote the song Wonder Man.
I don't know who the fuck Right Said Fred is.
Yes, you do. You know the song, I'm Too Sexy for
Sonic. Oh, Fred. I do.
He wrote a song for Sonic 3. That's amazing. For the promotion of Sonic 3. That is fucking awesome.
That is... You know, you're so digging fucking pretty stupid. Fucking deep in the well to have to write songs to promote a fucking video game.
Wow. I'm going to listen to that song at the end of our show. That's awesome. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, I've been recording for like the past 2 minutes.
Because you're awesome.
Yeah. So that whole bit about that Fred, whatever.
Right Said Fred? Right. Well, that might have to be in the little tidbit at the end. Because Taylor is too sexy for his shirt.
No,
I'm listening to that song and the Sonic 3 song. I gotta hear what this Sonic 3 song is. It just like I run too fast, I lose my shirt.
All right, let's roll.
All right,
let's roll.
Let's do it.